last Tuesday night I had the schuss of I went in Yerushalayim last Tuesday night to hear a shiur from Rav Reuven Sasson, from the author. He's really the author of the cipher. Yeah, so I went to hear a shiur. It was just a few blocks away. It was in the OU Santos. He was giving a shiur, and I said, "I have such an awe from the cipher. It's not right there." So I went to the shiur. I thought it was gonna be like 45 minutes. It was 2 hours. So. But I deserve being subjected to that, because I'm always keeping people over. So I said, I was macabre, like, you know, about Harvard. And okay. And it was great. It was fantastic shit.
He's in Talmud.
I can't figure out the relationship exactly. It's one of the mysteries in Yerushalayim. But he's really the author of the Sefer, really. It's his Torah. What? Rav Reuven Sasson. Yeah. Yeah. He gives an OU center every Tuesday night. He gives a shit. I found out because Kovi Fleischman told me about it. He says tonight, and Davka, I had like an hour, and I ran over there. I don't usually get a chance to sit on the shiur, so I enjoyed it so much. Baruch Hashem, a special person.
Now Rebbe knows what we enjoy all these years.
Yeah, well, there's a lot better stuff out there. That's what I realize. Yeah, Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's learn. It's exciting. Ramesh, the Sefer is Mashiach Sefer. Nosh on page Tzadi. Lefkoch einenu leboiker hagul azereh. Noshav leinyan hayas oirus mishinas hagolus. Let's return to what we began with, waking up from the slumber, the sleep of golus. Lemaisa hashenehi matzav bohadam. Sleep is when a person is not able to absorb what's taking place around him. He's not able to follow what's going on around him. And waking up means that the eyes are opened. To see the metzias, to see reality clearly. That's what sleep is, and that's what waking up is. Ritzoneinu loymar. She'inyin ha'his'oirus mi'hashena einenu. By the way, anybody that wants to have the, we could send it. Oh, good. That's great. She'inyin ha'his'oirus mi'hashena einenu shinui b'sviva. You know how everybody thinks that if I'd be someplace else, then my Yiddishkeit would be different, then my marriage would be different, then my kids would be different. Waking up from the long sleep that we've been in, waking up doesn't mean that you've changed your environment. That's not what it means. It's not a shinu b'sviva, ela ba'adam. Waking up, the waking up that we're talking about, that we're learning about, moving from the time of Pekida to the time of Zechira, the waking up does not mean to change the reality that you live in. It means it's an enoshinu b'sviva ela ba'adam. It's a change within the person himself. B'klitaso es ha-metzias shenimtza. How do you see the reality that you're living in? Most people are trying to just change their reality. I'll switch to a different shiur. I'll switch to a different neighborhood. I'll switch to a different shul. I'll switch to a different spouse. I'll switch to a different car. To change my sviva, to change this, the conditions of my life. But of course, that's not it. Sometimes, of course, it's necessary. It's good to make some adjustments. But the ikar is waking up means something changes in a person. B'klitaso ha-metzias shenimtza ba. Something changes in terms of how do you see the world, how do you see the world that you live in? How do you absorb, how do you experience the metzias that you're in? Kach ha'yisayrus l'ge'ula. The time we're living in is a time of yisayrus l'ge'ula, which means he pikichas einayim. It means opening the eyes. Liklait es ha'metzias ba'anu chayim. It doesn't mean that we're all moving to Yerushalayim tomorrow, and there are plenty of people that live in Yerushalayim. I was just there the other day, that are walking around pretty unhappy. Not everybody in Yerushalayim is excited and thrilled. There are a lot of arguments, fights, broken marriages, shattered lives within the walls of the old city. You don't have to even go outside the old city. There's plenty of stuff going on in Yerushalayim. His Eres L'Geula, it's not a matter of where a person lives. It's being able to open up our eyes and to be able to absorb the life that we're presently in the year Tav Shin Pei. Shemitzius shel Geula hamechadeshes yameinu kekedem, that something extraordinary is taking place in our lives, that the beginning of redemption is unfolding before our eyes. V'oros atzumim memashmishim uboyim ba, and there are tremendous lights, iris atzumim, powerful iris, powerful lights that are appearing. Kol oid onu mabitim al metzius ahove, v'roim barakis achisoinis, as long as we look upon our present lives and we only notice the chisoinis, what's missing, and misoinim our love and complain about the things that are missing, rak mamtinim la'osid hatayv, and all we do is wait that maybe in the future it will get better. Eidusi shaloi hisarayinu, that's testimony that we haven't yet woken up. Ha'odem misayir ba'bokir v'lo b'layla, a person wakes up in the morning, not at night. Ha'kriyel hisayirus l'gula novas mikach shaboch Hashem boker ha'gula hifsia. Over the time that we're living in, that we're zoichet to live in this time, the light of morning has broken. The light of morning, of redemption. V'ikar habayos v'hatzaros shalanu, and the main problems and the tzaros that we have, einim elim ebnesha enenu somim zos alev. It's mostly because we don't pay attention to the time that we're living in. We don't pay attention to the or of the morning of Geula. Lahanig es chayenu al pi ha'ara chadasha, to conduct our lives according to this new illumination, this light, Sheheira Mishmaya al Nishmas Ador, that is shining from Shemayim on the souls of our generation. Kach, and he's going to explain all of this in great detail through the Sefer. Kach HaNisham is Nifkadu B'Pkudas Gul of Yeshua. Hashem has remembered us, and there's an awakening of redemption of Gul and Yeshua. U'B'Sharshan Hein Mu'arais Bo'Ar Chadash Hashal Tzion He'ir, U'B'Shelos L'Chaye Shechina El Yonim, and we're prepared, b'shelus means we're ripe, the time is ripe, for life together with the Shechina. B'toch kach, gam ha-metzias ha-chitzaynis, his-ar l'chaim. And because of this, there are reverberations of that inner light of redemption that's awakening. There are reverberations of that in the physical world. That what's happening in technology, what's happening in science, what's happening in medicine, what's happening in the world. There's an unbelievable hisoyrus of life in the world. And all of that that's taking place in the Metzias Achitzainis is just like a little bit of something of a sense of what's happening in a much deeper way as we get ready for Mashiach to come. Haboke Higia, the morning has arrived. It's still very early in the morning, but the morning has arrived. V'imo shemesh chama utchol shamayim, a hot, warm sun and the blue sky. Chelke ha'chayim ha'chitzayim shel adam hisayru, the external parts of man's life have already awakened. People are living now. People, it's a normal thing for a person to be 90 years old, 92, 95. Of my friend's father, he's 97 years old, goes to the gym every morning. He works out in the gym. He's not lifting up heavy weights, but he's in the gym every morning. When I was growing up, I never heard of a 97-year-old Jew. I mean, anybody that's over 45 here, Chaimel, you heard a Jew that was 97 when we were kids? Never. There was no such thing. 97? Sometimes you see in the newspaper like there was like an Indian or a Chinaman that was, and I didn't believe it. My father said, it's not true, it can't be. But a 97-year-old Keseda? Now in the 80s, we were just together in the car, and somebody was saying that he was going to something to lease a car, and he heard there were two old Jews, and one was like 88, and the other one was like 86, and they're talking about, one said he's going to buy a car. The other says, nah, I'm going to lease a car. I don't know how I'm going to live for. How am I going to live for? It's not kedai for me to buy a car. Might as well just lease it for 3 years. I don't know what it's going to be. And the other one said, what are you worried about? We're young. I'm buying a car. He's like, 88 years old. I'm going to buy a car. You can get a good 10 years out of it. That's what he's saying. Kanai Nahara. It's amazing.
There's an article today about a lawyer who's 107, works every day, Jewish guy.
Here in New York?
In Manhattan. Yes, they think he's about the 20th oldest man in the country. They have to figure out exactly. He's 107.
I never heard when there was someone that lived to be 87 or 90. It was a chiddush. It was all the newspapers. Was a big thing. But to have such things, 94, 95, 100 years old people, the aura that's taking place, in physical life with medicine and making life easier for us, just the things that people already take for granted. What you could do with the app, all these different apps, but the different things you could do. Or you could, I have this mental block. I always call my kids, my grandchildren, all left me. I call it the Amazon. And I know it's Amazon. For some reason, I always say the Amazon because my father says you could buy things now on the Amazon. So I also ended up saying that the Amazon. But I know it's called Amazon. But you need a toothbrush. You go, ding. And then, like, the next morning, there's a little envelope comes with a toothbrush. You can walk into a store. One of the kids was telling me that they know, the computer knows what is it that you normally buy. Like, what do you buy? I don't know. Stuff like that. You don't have to even go to the cash register. There are stores where you just go. And I'm not talking about stealing. That people have always been doing. I'm talking about you can go shoplifting. No, you go to the thing and you walk out and it knows from the computer what you have or what you like to get or what you're interested in getting. So, and the things that we already take for granted that are changing every day, this is only a tiny reverberation of something much deeper that's going on, much, much deeper that's going on as the light of redemption is starting to appear in our lives. The outer parts of life have awakened. Health and well-being. Vaguf hechel estoyve b'merchavim elu. And the body, people used to work. The hours that people were working, the kind of lives that people had. I'm not talking about 100 years ago. I'm talking about when I was growing up, what I saw. How I saw by my parents what it was like in life. And I'm talking about in America where it was good. I'm talking about in Europe. I'm talking about here in America how 50, 60 years ago was nothing like it is now. There was always progress in the past, but it was very, very, very slow. But the way things have accelerated, the way things are. Achadas adayin ruduma. However, at this stage of Geula, where we feel these outer reverberations, these external chitzayinistika reverberations in science and health and everything, but the das adayin reduma. The das hasn't yet woken up. Das is still asleep. Now we're going to talk a lot about the things that are in our lives as a result of that sleeping das, that the das hasn't yet awakened to this reality. Shkua b'sheina. Das is still in a deep sleep. Below is taglus el hametzias hachadosha, without an awareness of the new metzias. Page Tzadik Aleph. Kach misafyonim rigeha yikidza. You know, so when you wake up in the beginning, right? When you wake up, so you're disoriented. That's what we're living in right now. We're living in that waking up and being disoriented. You don't have das right away when you wake up. Behem adas adayin enena koletes zatzma. We're still at a stage where das hasn't yet. The body has woken up, but das hasn't yet woken up. Haguf is oyer, ach hadas adayim mitush teshes. The body has awakened, but das is still very, very confusing, very unclear. Minum nemes nim v'leinim. It's like a little bit up and falling back asleep. Tir v'lei tir. It's just a way of like dozing off. Hamum v'umu bebelis. confused, bewildered, and confused. Like when a person wakes up from a deep sleep. What's that funny stage when you wake up from a deep sleep? So you're no longer in the dream that you're in, because you're awake. You're no longer in that dream. But you're not yet fully awake and refreshed. With the simcha of the morning and the ambition, excitement of life, to face the new day that has arrived. So we're in that funny place. That's where we are right now. Now, when a person wakes up in the morning, that funny stage, that funny time of being disoriented, not being asleep, but not being completely awake, that just takes a few seconds. Or sometimes to some people, a dakos, a couple of minutes. But the life of a nation, of a people, things move more gradually when it comes to the entire nation, to the people. Kol shnia b'chay hayachid, 1 second in the life of an individual, shavas erach l'kamishon b'chayom, is like a few years in the life of the nation. U'mikan arichus azman shel shlav hayikitza. And so we feel that this time of waking up is taking a while. Kach haboker or. But the tzaddik says the morning, the light of the morning, that's where we are now. Higanu el Eretz Chaim, we've come back to our land. We've come back to Eretz Yisrael. Higanu el Eretz Chaim. Now we take that for granted. That's not a small thing. Higanu el Eretz Chaim. V'shifa achitzayni naisnes piryal bebrachim ruba, and the shifa achitzayni, the shefa, the bracha, in Eretz Yisrael, in living in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, somebody told me that the Israeli economy is 8th in the entire world. The per capita growth is, I think, 8th in the entire world. That's amazing. What's happened there over the last few years? Baruch Hashem. It's amazing. The land is mamish shifa chitzayin naisnes period of brachim ruba, so much bracha in Eretz Yisrael, in our land. The place was dead. It was dead for so long, and now it's come back to life. Everything is growing, everything is building. Everywhere you walk in Yerushalayim, they're building. It's unbelievable what's going on everywhere. Chayi haguf mishtabchem be'echusam. Physical life is improving in the quality of life. Umispatchem b'mutza, and developing quickly. Achadas odanishkua b'sheina. But it's that funny time of waking up. Well, the body is awake, but the das is disoriented. Now, the main way that is manifested, we'll see, is when it comes to machlokes. When it comes to machlokes, the disagreements and fighting between Jews, that's the main place where we see the katnus of das. We'll talk about it. Einu das al gedulas hayom. We're not aware of it being a new day, like a person who just woke up and is confused. And we don't see, we're not conscious of the greatness of the day. The koch hischadshus atomenbo. And the koch of hischadshus, of chiddush, of hischadshus, that's hidden in the day. Ki hine imahoyo am kulay muda lamaisi agor lasha is alakimimo. Because if the nation would really be aware of the wondrous things that Hashem is doing now in the world, I mean, with the Jew, with Am Yisrael, and if we would truly understand the remarkable things that are taking place, that have come upon us these last few generations, Hashem has remembered His people. He's bringing us back to the glory and the splendor, the covet that used to be. If we would know that, if we would feel that, then we would wake up with a tremendous, we would have a hisayrus b'koach atzum, with tremendous koach, and to see the toiv of Hashem, the kindness, the love of Hashem. And the nation itself would also seek to have this closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'nehira l'Hashem, to rush to Hashem, v'el tuvai. El mesikos ha-Torah, there would be a tremendous rush to the sweetness of Torah umitzvaseh and mitzvahs. Vel shefa habracha v'ha'ayra shel ha'gula, and to all the abundant brachas and the light that redemption is offering us. Shetatzmiach v'tagdil as kol ma'arachas ha'chaim shel am, that would bring to tremendous growth in all areas of the life of the nation, begashmis u'baruchnis, physically and spiritually. V'noshiv elavavenu. We have to remember and take this to heart. Lo biyad tsaru uvekamtsonus manach Hashem is brachas Yisrael amo. Hashem is not directing or guiding and taking care of the Jewish people in a way of the ayad tsar and a kamtsonus, in a way that's cheap, in a way that's small. Kim harchev pichav amaleu. Dor HaMelech is saying to us, says in Tillim, open your mouth up wide. Harchev picha. And Hashem says, I will fill it. But when you don't have das, so then you don't open yourself up for that. You don't make yourself into a kli. B'naharos shefa shel toiva bracha. There are rivers of toiva and of bracha that are available to us, but we're not aware of it. Imrak yamin ha'am. If only the nation would believe. Imrak yoshit yado, the next page, l'kablus ha'shefa. If only we would reach out our hands to receive the shefa that Hashem is now sending into our lives, into the world, at this time of the beginning of Geula. It's so, if we would only want it. Lahabit be'emes u'besomem begedulas Hashem b'havaso esano. If we would only look and to see in a simple and a pure way the greatness of Hashem and His love for us. Hamor efes al enabalei gvul, that's being poured upon us without any gvul, without boundaries, without limitations. Ke Hashem itano v'rucho amedes b'kirbeinu. Hashem is with us, and His ruach is amedes, is with us. Va'itzvah Shemaim niftachu, and the great treasures of Shemaim have opened. Lahavi Gula Shlemli Yisrael Amon, the time has come to bring a full redemption, a complete redemption to His people. Ikar habayos shalanu, so where do our palms come from? Ikar habayos shalanu novos michoser havana, from a lack of understanding, v'simas lev, and a failure to pay attention. L'gedulas hashah, to the greatness of the time that we're living in. The excitement of the time that we're living in. Ha'la'oris ha'tmunimba, and the lights that are hidden in this time. Lefichach, therefore, soivlam anu chalo'im rabim. Therefore, we're suffering from many sicknesses. Ha'boi machmas chisarin ha'muna, that come as a result of our lack of faith. Begedulas ha'shefa ha'elyon, the greatness of that shefa. Ubekoichan shel ha'neshama shebedor, and we don't believe in the strength of the neshamas of our generation. We don't believe that we have this strength. Choser ha'emuna, and this lack of faith, moilid katnus das, gives birth or brings to a smallness of das. Chulshu umarech leiv, a weakness, and a marech leiv means a cowardly heart, like the heart is not courageous. Reikonus v'dildul chayim, an emptiness, and a weakness of life. V'acheloim misbatim b'tzuro shonus b'tzibur ha'shaynim. And these sicknesses are manifested, are expressed in different ways, in different communities. Achshor shem echad, but they have one shayrish. V'choyser ha'akara ha'behira, l'estakel b'gdulis Hashem u'b'maisav imanu. It's a lack of a clear awareness to look upon the Gedulas Hashem, the greatness of Hashem, and what Hashem is doing now in the world with us. Zui katnus hamaychen. It's this katnus hamaychen. It's a small-minded way of living, a small awareness. Hashihi amesaveves is kol hatzaros v'abayos. That is the cause of all of the tzaros, all of the problems that we're having. All the tzaros, all of the problems. Lachin, therefore, kochos therefore, the leaders of our nation, the leaders of the Jewish people, are still going around trying to collect crumbs from under the tables of the nations of the world and their culture and their way of living. We think we have to have permission. We have to have the approval of the goyim. And we just want to be able to find favor in their eyes. to look like them and to imitate them and to be like them. Chalokim nirchavim me'abrios adayim enasim lahachyos nafsham b'tzvichas mazal meduldal o'mukulkal mitarbius zaros v'nachrios. A significant percentage of our people are trying to be machai themselves, to give themselves life with the food, with the spoiled and unhealthy food of strange cultures, of tarbios zaros, v'nochrios, that are totally foreign to us. Bimkom, instead of being lesboa bepemolei, instead of being satisfied, enjoying completely the shefa chayi hakardesh, the tremendous shefa of chayi hakardesh, of holy living, v'ayishar ha-tar v'chaya, how much Torah is available to us now. How much Ruchnius is available to us now that we never had. There was never so much Torah there, the person with the videos and the translations and the Shi'urim and such an oisher of Ruchnius, of Torah, of Bruch that Hashem is pouring into our lives now. Hamir Mesazos that are shining at this time, Umzamon al-Khal Darish, and are there for whoever wants it. Whoever wants it, it's all there. Everything is there. But the problem goes much deeper. He explains, "Kamay chayin, chelik mitayv se hatayra." Many of those who are tayv se hatayra, tamid chachamim, ena ma'aminim adayin v'gedulas hashah. They themselves, even people who are very knowledgeable in Torah, they don't believe that there's anything different about the time we're living in. They don't believe in the gedulas hashah, the greatness of this time. And they don't believe in the strength of the powerful light that is shining at this time. And this includes the world of Torah, the world of the yeshivas and the Rosh Yeshivas and the rabbis and so on. The world of Torah hasn't yet straightened up its back. Bigaon, with pride. To go and to penetrate and to make access of the treasures, the great powerful treasures that are hidden in the Torah. Not to learn Pnimius HaTorah, not to learn the secrets of Torah, not to enter into the depths of Torah. To offer people the same Torah that was 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago without bringing them into the depths of Torah, into Pnimius HaTorah. To bring out the light that's found in the deepest teachings of Torah. The leaders of our people. The leaders of Torah themselves. The Toiv Se'atar. Yirmiyahu Navi said this. He's going to bring the Pasuk soon. Toiv Se'atar lo yidouni. The ones who understand Torah, the Navi said, lo yidouni, they don't know me. They know how to learn, but they don't know me. They don't know me. He says, the type said, "Ein ma'aminim adayim b'gedulas hashah." Ein ma'aminim b'gedulas hashah. There was a big rebbe that just went last week, 2 weeks ago. That went to Yerushalayim. He goes once. He's a very, he's a tyrant. He's a big talmid chacham. He went. The only thing he could talk about how is we don't take money from the government, and I'm coming to give out to all of the schnorrers and the schleppers. I'm giving them here's money for you. And everybody comes jumping like fish at the money, not because they're poor. And they're jumping at the shkolim that he's offering, that the money that he's coming to bring from the rich Americans now, we brought $5 million because we don't take any money from the government. You're entitled to your view. And I respect that. If you don't believe in the government, don't take money from the government. But that's the whole musug. Which of the chadarim and yushalayim are still pure enough that they don't take money from the government? But Rabbi, while you're there already, can't you say episode good vart? Like, besides the Indian of who's getting what, like, something of his iris, something about Amuna, something about how the Baruch Shalom loves you. I know it sounds a little bit corny, but, like, just old-fashioned Yiddishkeit, like the old rebbes used to talk about, like we read in the Svarim, regular stuff, not just the politicking and the financing and the, something real, something to the Mzach, to the Indian of Yiddishkeit, what Yiddishkeit is, what it means to be a Yid. something honest about it. Just because everybody's wearing black and white and has long pants and they're swaying doesn't mean that they're all okay. There are a lot of problems. It's not all okay. Just because everybody's wearing the right uniform, it's not okay. There's a lot of problems. It's not okay. They need chizik. They need chiyas. They need help. And it's not just about, it's not anything you can buy with a couple of shkolim. Here's 1,000 shkolim. Now life is going to be good. There are marriages that are falling apart. They're running around with the same phones that they run around over here in Borough Park and in the Five Towns and in Muncie and Monroe. Everywhere it's the same thing. So what are you making believe? You're making believe this is, we're in Podolia in 1792? We're not. Yerushalayim is not what it used to be either. So what's the game? This is Chassidus. This is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. This is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh brought to the world. That's what it means. Toiv said, "Tar ena ma'amina madayim begedulas hashor, but toike for agondus." But they don't believe that times have changed. Times are different. Of course, keep all the things you always kept. I'm not suggesting to change, make any changes in your minhagim. I believe in all of those things, but open your eyes, wake up. Voilem atayr bechlaluso odlo zokav kamosu begon lichosvil atmadu. Lakachas achrayis, to take achrayis, lashpia al ha'am kulay, to be mashpia to the people, to the nation. Ulahidio es or chayiv v'soid neshmasu. Tell the Jewish people the light of their lives and the secret of the neshama. Teach the Jewish people what it means to have a neshama, what the neshama is. Teach Jews what the neshama is. Teach them what the neshama is. There's a wonderful girl. She just got married. She comes sometimes to shiur. She got married a couple of weeks ago. So she before the chassid, she came to talk to me. She was telling me she teaches 10th grade girls in high school. 10th grade girls in one of the modern, in a very modern school. She's teaching 10th grade girls. She's learning with them the Lost Princess, the Rabbi Nachman story. She's learning them the Lost Princess. The principal said, "We can't do anything with these kids. Do whatever you want. They're yours." She's doing the Lost Princess. She looks in this book, that book. She listens to shiurim. She does different things. She put together the whole thing with questions and with drawings and things like that. The girls are eating out of her hand. They're chalishing to daven, to learn, to grow. They want to be tzanua. They want to keep mitzvahs. They want to do everything. Everything they want. She's a little girl. She just graduated herself. She came back from seminary last year, or 2 years ago. And all the big professors, all the king's horses and all the king's men, they can't figure out how to put Humpty Dumpty back together again. How do you put a Jew back together again? It's so hard to put a Jew back together. Jews want to be put together. They want to be fixed. They want to be helped. They want to have a Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They want to have a Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look in the newspaper when it comes time before Rosh Hashanah, and they're advertising in some synagogues this piece, this Slichus talk about, you know, the titles of the... What's the matter with you? You could talk to them about what? Talk to them about Or Chaya V'Soyed Nishmas. Talk to Jews about the light of life, of their lives, and the side of their Nishmas, who they are. But Toif Se'at Torah L'Yadoni, the leaders themselves don't really know that, for the most part. They don't know that. And many of them are too busy fighting over their own turfs. This shul, this yeshiva, this son-in-law, So you got this girl just came back from seminary. She's teaching Lost Princess, and she's got this whole class. The Mamash on Fire. They want to spend their free time going to the oil. You know what I mean? This is what the 10th grade girls from the most modern homes. They want to go to the oil. That's what they want to do on a day off. Because she's learning with them the Lost Princess. Since when? Since now. Since September. Since school. They're ready. A whole Hesiris. A whole Hesiris. And the Torah said Torah would look on this side and they'd say, "That's a curriculum. What kind of curriculum is that? That's Torah. What are you telling a story? What's the matter with you?" This is what's going on. Shefa Kedusha Sahadir. There's a Shefa of Kedusha that's sitting in this farm that's waiting to be given over, even to children. That's waiting to be given. That's waiting to be taught. It's been waiting for so long, since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai before. It's waiting to be brought into the world. Hamo'erera slave, umesamachas nefesh, that awakens the heart and brings joy to the soul. I'm going to have to speak someplace in a couple of weeks. And they sent me, would I address the issue of godlessness, of how to contend with the godlessness of modern Orthodox, of our modern Orthodox society. So what do you think I'm going to go tell them? I'm going to tell them, so why don't you give some godfulness instead of godlessness? The godlessness? So then fill it with God. How? I don't know. Not used to that. I know what you're talking about, God. The godlessness. To talk about the godlessness. So then if it's godless, then bring God in. If you understand what the problem is, that you don't have to bring me to come tell you that there's a big problem. There's no Rabbi Shalom here. How do we deal with the godlessness? What can we do? You see these fancy words that they wrote about some, I don't know. To deal with the godlessness of, you give them godless instead of godlessness. Godless, godless, godless. Or Hanishama. Ain't od mavadai. That's the language of the neshama. That's what Jews want to hear. The most modern Orthodox Jew, any Jew, even if he's not religious at all, that's what they all want to hear. That's what everybody wants to have is that exposure to that warmth of the Kodesh Baruch Hu's love. That's all. Instead, year after year after year, they give him a fancy talk like this and a fancy lecture like that, and bring in some professor to talk. Yeah, to bring a professor to talk about the history of Ashkenazic piyutim or something like that, you know, in Rosh Hashanah, instead of talking to him about the Ribbono Shel Olam, the history of the liturgy, 16th century Ashkenazic liturgy, as it was practiced by the president of the Zul's grandfather or something, and that's going to be the lecture for. I'm interested in that stuff too, by the way. I'm not saying it's not interesting. But then don't ask, where's God? Where's the Rebbeinu Shlomo's godlessness? It's not. It has nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shlomo. It's nothing to do with Avodas Hashem. Chisaron ha'emunah hazeh, moed l'chulsha. This lack of faith in the greatness of the Jewish people, in the aura of Geula, in the light of redemption, this lack of belief in Pnimius HaTorah, in the inner light of Torah, or lack of awareness, or even an interest, or allowing yourself to maybe take a look or to be exposed to it, Mordli Chulsha, it gives birth to terrible weakness. And instead of a powerful Gvura, Gvuras Kaidesh, a holy Gvura, to illuminate and to give Shefa to the whole nation, instead, the leaders are defensive, always defending. They're not allowed to be criticized. Oh, you say anything that's why you have to turn off the tape. Because anything that's critical, anything they get right, very defensive, very insulated, very defensive. It doesn't become the beauty and the splendor of Torah. We have nothing to be defensive about. We have to be proud. Hashabom alochim yimloichu. That the Torah is the subject matter that kings rule with. In other words, it's the union of greatness. It's our whole greatness in the world is the light of Torah. All right, we'll stop here. I already said more than I should have. Hashem is Moshe, help us open our eyes. That's all. Amen. Yeah.